your hands to heart center, sitting comfortably. Welcome. Thank you for making the time to come. And take a moment, eyes closed. Just give yourself a little bow. Thanking yourself. You made it to your yoga mat today. Sometimes that's the biggest victory in the world. Taking this time to give health, flexibility, and strength to your body. This beautiful mobile home that we have through life. To give calm, clarity, and focus to the mind. To open your heart and to connect with your spirit. Deepest thanks. Let's begin with the sound of three ohms together. Exhale. Deep breath in.
Namaste.
If you like, we're going to be sharing some breath and some sweats and good feelings together in the group. My name's Greg, and it's a deep honor to guide you through the practice.
So for Vinyasa Yoga, today we'll be moving in a way that connects our breath and our movement together. And there's many different styles of yoga that fall under the greater Hatha Yoga tree. And this is a more active, as many of you know, much more active limb, or excuse me, aspect to the practice. And there's a great purification action that happens when we do this practice. And so, if you think about it, this is just an interesting way to approach the practice that I've really been diving into in a nice way lately, that yoga is a science. It's an ancient science that's evolved over time to help bring balance between the mind, the body, the spirit. And that's a nice thing to say. And it's very loaded. You could study it for generations without fully getting the full picture. But one view is that the human being, mind, body, this inhabitation, has energy lines, and we develop patterns over time. And how many of us have observed in our lives patterns? Maybe we inherited them from our parents, like a way of being comes up kind of unconsciously. We're in an intimate relationship, or a certain type of situation comes up in life, and without us being aware of it, we react the same way, and then the same way. It keeps happening. Does anyone notice that? Would anyone admit to that? Yeah. Everyone has them. We're human beings. We live in a world with a lot of stimulation. And then there's toxins in our body, accumulated from the environment, accumulated from the media that we watch, and even from the thoughts that we have in our own head. The type of dialogue that goes over and over in your mind has an effect on your body. You know this because when you get stressed up here, you get tight in here. Right? There's a direct relationship between the mind and the body. And we develop these grooves or patterns. Think of them as unconscious patterns if you want. In Sanskrit, they're called samskaras. And the practice of yoga helps us move our awareness, the practice of Hatha yoga, using different kriyas, different breath techniques, different asanas, helps us move awareness, physical circulation, blood, and prana, life force, energy, through the different areas of the being in a systemic way, and helps to remove or clear out these stuck blockages, these little knots, these little bundles of energy. And so when you're practicing, you'll notice, or I invite you to notice, that there are certain poses where a certain type of feeling comes up. Like for me, whenever I started with Bikram yoga, and every time we would do the balancing pose, we get into the balancing position. I get really competitive, and I like really kick into it, and I fall out. And then I didn't notice it at first, but every time I would then be like, "Oh man, you suck! You can't balance. You're not good." I compare with all of these other people, and the first 20, 30, 200 times that happened, I didn't notice. But then one time I noticed that, hey, this certain type of emotion always tends to come up in this certain type of posture. Is that a coincidence? Or is the mind and the body actually one thing? And as we move through the different parts, moving prana, circulation, energy, we're actually moving and releasing and clearing the blockages between. So, the point of that, and then we'll get going in a moment, not to get so attached to the different stimulations, different sensations, and different emotions that come up in your practice, but just to observe them. Stay with the flow, stay with your breath, and if you're doing a posture, you notice maybe irritability comes up, or you notice judgment comes up. These are examples. There's all sorts of positive ones too, giddiness, joy, elation. Notice what comes up, and then just a little reminder to yourself, it's like, multi-dimensional house cleaning. Multi-dimensional purification is happening. It's just an emotion. It's just something that I can let go. Immediately, no judgment, no labeling. Come back to your breath. And the teacher said, whatever comes up, throw it on the fire. And I really like that idea. We don't need to get so attached. We don't need to get so attached, I guess, is the theme of the whole thing. Do your practice. We're going to do some good work today, and then you'll feel like $1 million at the end. Okay? Come up to a standing position. So maybe that really resonates with some of you. Maybe you wanted to get moving 5 minutes ago. But I'll offer it out for you. Here we are. Bring your feet together, hands to the side, eyes look forward. Let's invite in a deeper level of awareness in today's practice. Inhale, reach your arms out and up. Full breath in, look up. Hands to your heart, deep exhale. Interlace your fingers, press your arms down. Release your arms. Inhale, arms out. Breathe through your nose, look up. Hands in prayer, exhale out of the nose. Waking up your lungs, interlace your fingers, press your hands down. Inhale, arms out. Look up. Exhale, prayer. Relax your face. Inhale, arms lift. And now bow forward, all the way exhale. Fold, fold, fold. Bend your knees a little bit. Press on the floor. Inhale, halfway, lift your spine. Breathe in deeply, reach your spine, really feel your body. Exhale, bow down. Relax your mind, bring in a little bit of softness. Stand all the way up. Inhale, reach your arms up. Breathe up. Look up. Stretch up. Hands to your heart. Exhale completely. Inhale, arms lifting. Bow all the way forward. Exhale, let your eyes get really soft. So no tension around your face. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Breathe in 1% deeper, lengthen your crown forward, exhale, bow down. Warming up your spine. Stand up, inhale, arms lifting. Breathe up, touch your palms, look up. Hands to your heart, exhale. Ground through your feet, nice crow posture. Inhale, arms lift. Look up, lean backwards. Bow all the way forward, exhale. Maybe a tiny little smile as you move. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Shoulders away from your ears, look forward. Bow down, exhale. Bow a little deeper, empty your lungs a little bit more. Stand, inhale, arms lift. Breathe up. Tuck your tailbone, lift up, lean backwards. Hands to your heart, exhale. Inhale, arms lift. Exhale, bow down. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Step your right leg back. Exhale. Right knee to the floor, sink your hips down. Inhale, both arms to the sky. Full breath up, touch your palms, look up. Hands to the floor, exhale. Inhale, arms lift up, breathe in, sink your hips down, touch your palms, look up. Exhale, hands to the floor, waking up that core. Inhale, arms lift, breathe up, stretch up, hands to the floor, press down your hands and press back to downward facing dog. Spread your fingers very wide here. And do some wiggles, do some movements. Breathe deeply, wake up your dog. I took a workshop with an amazing teacher one time, and he learned yoga. He was from Peru. He was
when you're doing downward facing dog, see if you can actually find the consciousness of an actual puppy dog stretching and recording. And then you don't need to think about alignment. Stretch your tail backwards. Take a big breath. First stretch of the day. Maybe stretch out your tongue, stretch out your jaw. Maybe bark. Inhale, high plank, full breath in. Bring your knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Chin forward, exhale, lower down. Bring your hips down at the end. Point your toes. Inhale, cobra. Press down your feet, lift your heart, look upwards. Press back to downward facing dog. Spread your fingers wide. Feet together. Inhale, right leg lifts to the sky. Move smoothly, no rush, try not, no jerky feelings. Right foot glides forward between your hands. Exhale completely. Left knee down onto the floor. Sink your hips. Inhale, arms reach forward and up. Breathe in, every breath is valuable. Exhale, hands to the floor. Exhale completely. Look forward. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, hands down. Inhale, arms up. Feel the movement. Lift the breath. Lift a little higher. Look up. Hands to the floor. Exhale completely. Curl your back toes. Look forward. Step to the front. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Ground your feet. Nice long spine. Bow down. Exhale, forehead to your shins. Relax your shoulders. Stand. Inhale, arms lift. Breathe up, look up, lean backwards. Exhale, hands to heart, hands to prayer. Breathe through your nose, pinch the muscles at the base of your throat. Inhale, arms up. Lean backwards. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, halfway. A little longer. Left leg back. Exhale. Knee down, option, straight leg. Inhale, arms lift up. Hands to the floor, exhale, downward facing dog. Guys are precise, beautiful breath. Inhale, high plank position, nice long spine. Squeeze your feet together. Knees, chest, chin, or chest, leg. Exhale, lift your breath. Inhale, cobra or upward dog. Lift the crown of your head up. Exhale, downward facing dog. Press back. Feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Breathe in, open your hip, stretch out. Exhale, left foot glides forward. Back leg straight or down. Inhale, arms lift. Breathe up. Look up. Stretch up. Hands to the floor. Exhale. Pause here, look forward, step to the front, inhale, halfway, reach your head forward, breathe in, exhale, bow down, engage your thighs, draw your belly in, stand, inhale, arms up, breathe up, peaceful face, look up, tune out the outer world, exhale, hands to your heart, practice pratyahara, the withdrawal of senses, draw your awareness in, inhale, arms lift up. Hear the sound of ujjayi moving through your throat. Exhale, bow forward. Hold all the way down. Forehead to shins. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Doing great. Exhale, right leg backward. Big step. Turn your back foot flat on an angle. Back leg straight. Sink your hips lower. Inhale, warrior one. Reach your arms up. Full breath in. Stay here for two breaths. Press down your back foot, and let's hear everyone breathe a little bit more. If you haven't caught a hold of your breath yet, there's still time. Get out of your head, get into your breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Right leg forward, sink your hips lower. Look up at your hands, touch your palms. Inhale, lift upwards, hands to the floor, exhale. Downward facing dog. Beautiful work. Inhale, high plank, come forward. Shoulders away from your ears. Exhale, lower down. Elbows in close to your body. Empty, empty, empty. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. Feet together.
Inhale, right leg.
Up to the sky, full breath in, thank you. Look forward, right foot steps forward between your hands. Is this the other leg? We're good. Okay, turn your back foot flat. Sorry about that, guys. Broke the flow. Inhale, arms lift up, full breath. Touch your palms, look up, and now rock your ujjayi. Breathe through your physical body, like you're spreading prana, life force, beyond your fingers, deep into the root of every cell, and deep into the floor. Press down the outer edge of your back foot. Bring your left hip forward. Breathe and feel your lungs. Last inhale, lift upwards, drop your head back. Bring your hands to the floor. Exhale, pause. Bring your back heel off the floor. Look forward, step to the front. Inhale, halfway lengthen, shoulders away from your ears. Exhale, bow down, forward.
Stand. Inhale, arms lift up, big breath. Look up, lean backwards. Hands to your heart.
Exhale, look forward, feet together, maybe a little smile. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow down. Forehead to shins. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Exhale, left leg backwards. Big step, turn your back foot flat on a table. Next inhale, warrior one. Breathe up your arms, straight up to the sky. Breathe in, open to warrior two. Exhale. Take two or three deep breaths. On your inhale, breathe and open your arms. Look forward. On your exhale, sink your hips a little bit more. Challenge yourself. Spine is directly straight over your legs. Equal weight in both feet. Tuck your tail down. Slightly engage your lower belly. And make sure your back foot is flat. Make sure your back foot is flat. So come up a little higher. Lift up, come up higher. And back foot is flat. Inhale, prepare. Hands to the floor. Come to downward facing dog. Press backwards. Looking good. Inhale, high plank position. Look forward. Full exhale, lower down. Empty. Clear those lungs. Empty, empty, empty. Inhale, up dog, cobra. Roll your shoulders backwards. Press back. Downward facing dog. Exhale. Feet together. Inhale, left leg up, press the right heel down. Lift all the way up and look forward. Exhale, left foot, big step between your hands. Turn your back foot on an angle. Warrior one, inhale, arms lift. Look up to the sky, open your arms. Warrior two, look just beyond your front middle finger. Look forward with your eyes. Listen to your breath. Sit down low. Your front knee is over your front foot. Some of you need to take a wider step. Press your left knee to the left a little bit. Press your back outer foot down. Slightly sucking your lower belly. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Turn your back palm open to the ceiling. And then windmill the hands forward and down to the floor. Fully exhale. Turn your back foot off the floor. Step to the front. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Shoulders backwards, nice and long. Exhale, down. Every breath has a movement. Inhale, arms lift to the sky. Breathe up. This time, engage your thighs, hips forward, lean backwards. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Very good. Inhale, arms lift up. Look up. Bow forward. Exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway. Exhale, right leg, big step. Step with care. Turn your back foot on an angle. Sink your hips. Ground your legs. Inhale, arms to the sky. Warrior one. Lift up. look up. Exhale, warrior two, open. Drop the back hand down. Lift your left arm up, breathe in. Long breath. Many of you have done this exact sequence many, many times. You breathe into it here as if it's the first time you've ever done it. Longest breath. Be totally present with the sensations. Press your back leg straighter, all the way strong. Tuck your tailbone down to the floor. Lift up through your left arm. Reach your arm closer to your ear. Reach to the back of the room. Hands to the floor. When you're ready, press back. Downward facing dog. Awesome. Inhale, high plank position. Breathe in. Suck your lower belly in a bit. Exhale, lower down. Ujjayi breath. Inhale, back bend. Feel your spine arcing. Each vertebra lengthening. Exhale, downward facing dog. Press backwards. Inhale. Ooh, I keep losing track. I'm sorry, guys. Right leg to the sky. Left. My bad. Which leg are we lifting? That's two mistakes. I'm going to get centered. Which leg are we lifting?
Right leg.
Right leg. Okay. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Full breath up. Exhale, right foot forward. Practice forgiveness. Inhale, arms to the sky. Warrior one, lift up. Warrior two, exhale. Goddess, inhale, lift up. Back arm down, right arm to the sky. So don't collapse into your back. I want you guys to find the lifting energy. So pressing down through your legs, tip your hips a little more. Actually squeeze your feet towards one another, slightly sucking your lower belly. Make your breath a little bit louder. Notice how you're holding your breath. That'll stop the energy from moving. Sensations, emotions rise up. Throw it on the fire. Now is the moment. Close your lips. Breathe through your nose. Last inhale. Lift to go backwards. Arm back. Look back. Hands to the floor. Exhale completely. Prepare. Look forward. Step to the top of your mat. Inhale. Halfway lengthen. Shoulders away from your ears. Bow down. Exhale. Fold. Stand. Inhale. Arms lift up. Breathe up. Lean backwards. Look up. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Feet together. Bend your knees. Inhale, arms lift to the sky. Breathe upwards. Hands to your heart, twist to your left hand side. Hook your right elbow outside of your left knee. Press down in through your right elbow. Press your left hand firmly down into your right hand. Bring all the way back into your heels. Sit your hips lower and lift your heart higher than your hips. Can you make a space between your right ribs and your left thigh? Lift. Take two more deep breaths. Look up to the ceiling. You're giving your organs a sweet pressure wash. Feel your left lungs. Feel your left belly breathing. At the end, lift your toes off the floor. Slightly tuck your tailbone down. Twist your heart upwards as you inhale. Look backwards. Hands to the floor. Exhale. Fold. Let it go. Take a deep breath in, everyone. Big ha. Bend your knees. Weight in your heels. Inhale. Both arms to the sky. Breathe up. Look up. Hands in prayer. Twist to your right hand side. So twisting through your core. Close your lips and breathe Ujjayi breath. Look up to the ceiling so your mind is focused on where you're going. Awareness. Feel your breath. Sink your hips back and down. Lift all 10 toes off the floor. Suck your belly in slightly. Press down through the column of your forearms and lift your heart past your thumbs if you can. That's it. Roll your shoulders back. Heel open, one more layer. Three, look up. Two, inhale. Lift your heart up to your lungs. and then hands to the floor. Exhale, bow down. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Interlace your fingers behind your back. Exhale, fold. Let it go. Lift all 10 toes. Keep breathing. Activate the arches of your feet. Lift your toes. Lift all 10 toes off the floor. Lift your toes. Where are your toes? Lift your toes. Long breath. Engage your thigh muscles. Inward spiral your knees towards each other while lifting your arches, lifting your toes. Notice how you need more breath for the more energetic challenge it poses. If your breath stops, you'll start depleting your inner reserves. Turn your tailbone up to the sky and reach your crown down towards your lifted toes. At the very end, press your arms forward, press your forehead to the shins, and smile. Hands to the floor. Release, spread, and relax your toes. Inhale, halfway lift. Lift your heels off the floor. Bring weight onto your flat hands. Exhale, press down your heels, bow forward, bend your elbows up to the sky. You can bend your knees. So we're shifting back and forth. Inhale, press down your hands, halfway lift, lift your heels off the floor. Exhale, press down your heels and bow forward. Take one more. Inhale, press down your palms, lift your heels off the floor. Can you lift your hips up so much your feet lift off the floor? Bow down, exhale, fold. Bring your feet hip distance apart. Grab your big toes. Get it. Two-piece fingers of each hand. Hook firmly on your feet, on your toes. Halfway lengthen. Pull your elbows to the side and pull down towards your feet. Feel grounding energy through your feet. Every inhale, make a little bit of space between each vertebrae of your spine. So grow longer from the middle of the body, from the middle of your spine. Shoulders away from your ears. Turn your tailbone upwards. Contract your thighs. Lean a little bit more onto your toes. At the very end, last exhale, forehead wraps in between your shins. Straighten your legs. Perfect. Halfway lift. Inhale. Bend your knees, everyone. Sit down. Lay down. Lift your legs up to the sky. Reach your arms down by your hips. Just hover your hands off the floor. Inhalation. Legs down parallel to the floor. Don't touch your feet. Reach your arms up. Parallel. Exhale. Lift your legs up and bring your hands down next to your hips. Inhale, long position, arms to the back, feet to the front, don't touch your hands or feet. Exhale, lift up. Try to keep your feet off the floor the whole time. Inhale, use your breath. Exhale, direct your mind and your energy by controlling your breath. Inhale, 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 inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Each time, get a little bit higher. Lift your head off the floor. Inhale. Exhale. Feel that inner heat rising. Inhale deeply. Nice and strong. Exhale. Now, whatever's rising up, throw it on the fire. Inhale. Five more. And do it, no doubt. Exhale, lift your chest higher, find willpower now. Inhale, spread your toes. Exhale, four. Inhale, exhale. Slower is harder. Inhale. Exhale. Last one. Inhale. Exhale, lift up. Stay here. Exhale, lift your
your forehead up more. Exhale, straighten your legs more. Exhale, lift your tailbone up. And then hug your knees in. Relax, head to the floor. Bring your arms out to the side. Palms flat on the floor and grab the floor. So you might have to grab your neighbor's back there. Be accommodating. Be accommodating. Not so attached. Bring your legs straight up to the ceiling. I think we have enough space to do straight legs. If you need to, bend your knees like your legs are on a chair. Arms straight out, palms flat on the floor. Palms flat on the floor. Arms straight out. Palms flat. Inhale, prepare. Bring your legs straight out to the right-hand side. Turn from that core energy and hover 1 inch from the floor. Inhale, legs up to the sky. Press down your arms for stability. Exhale, left side. Inhale, lift. Breathe in. Exhale, right leg. Press both of your legs straight. Close your eyes if there's feet in your face. Take one more breath here. Come all the way back up. Inhale. Exhale, legs out to the left. Turn your head to the right. You're doing amazing. You're supporting each other, guys. There's amazing energy in the room. For three, refine the perfect Ujjayi breath here. Two, bring your legs closer to the floor. Turn your head to the right, you got this. Come back up, inhale. Hug your knees in, exhale. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Notice the emotions change over time. Sensations change. You can stay here, or if you like, last one. Straighten your legs to the sky. Bring your legs straight out to the side, like a big V. Interlace your fingers like a gun between your legs here. So point your gun towards me. Don't imagine shooting. Take a full breath in. Lift your whole chest up off the floor. Try to reach your leg, reach your fingers as far to the front of the room as you can. Take three breaths on your own now. You decide how deep to go. Every time you breathe, press the legs stronger. Tuck your tailbone off the floor. Slightly draw your lower belly in, shoulders away from your ears. Flex your toes, press your heels. Active, last inhale, lift up higher. Release everything down. Bring the soles of your feet together. Let your knees hang open like a diamond. Interlace your fingers over you. Open your elbows like a diamond. Close your eyes. And feel. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. I believe that's enough for today. Long breath in. Now breathe right down into your belly, yogis. Take that condensed energy and spread it through your body. Ah. Relax your face, relax your belly, relax your fingers, relax your toes, relax your eyes, relax your mind. The purifying heat of practice dissolves tension. Deep breath in. And exhale. Hug your knees in together. Good job. You feel steady as a rock in the next poses. Inhale, rock up. Exhale, rock backwards. And just rock a few times. Make your way to downward facing dog. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Feet together, side by side. Spread your fingers very wide. Close your lips. Take a moment. Reconnect with Ujjayi. Bring your mind back on point here and now. Inhale, lift your right leg to the sky all the way up. Press down through your left heel. Lift your right leg as high as you can to the ceiling. Bend your right knee. And actually reach the tip of your right knee to the sky. Can you press your chest lower? Lift higher. It's gotten really quiet in the room, guys. You can feel the tension. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe louder. Inhale, lift up. Look forward. Take a full big step with the right hand. Excuse me, right foot forward. Big step. Come to warrior two. Inhale, lift it. Sink your body nice and low. Deep, strong core legs. Coming into side angle, reaching your right elbow onto your knee and left arm all the way up to the sky, or coming into full side angle if you know it. Right hand to the floor and stretch your left arm all the way front, long ahead of you. So now you're opening up and breathing long the side body that you just worked. Breathe into your central trunk. If your hand is on the floor, squeeze your bottom knee and arm together. And from that squeezing action, lift your heart higher. Press down through the outer edge of your back foot. Stretch your left arm all the way long, even your fingers stretching. Turn your chest open to the ceiling. Look to the ceiling. Take one more breath. It's almost like a back bend at the end. Push your hips forward more. Look down. Left hand on your hip. Bring your back foot forward more, closer to the front foot. Get ready. Looking at the floor. Shift forward. Stay sideward oriented. And then balancing on your front hand, lifting your back leg up off the floor. Bring your right hand forward and out to the right hand side. Find your balance. Close your lips. How's that Ujjayi breath? Press firmly through both legs. Flex your back toes. Lift your left leg all the way to the sky. Reach your crown to the front of the room. You're doing great, amazing strength. One day, left arm all the way up to the sky. If you want to take the grabbing your foot variation and kick, please do so. For three, two, relax your mind right in the peak. Last inhale, kick open, and then hands to the floor. Step all the way backwards, downward facing dog. Press back. On your next inhale, left leg to the sky. Full breath up. Stay here. Press your right heel to the floor. You're almost through the very peak of the practice. Find your strength. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bend your left knee, stretching your knee upwards and press your right heel downwards. Press your chest lower to the floor. Stretch the back of your bottom leg more. Feel a full stretch line through your legs. Turn open. Step your left foot a giant step forward. Turn your back foot flat on it, straight out to the side, and come to warrior two. Lift up. Look forward.
sink your hips down nice and low. Lift your spine tall and come to side angle, either left elbow on your knee. Keep your chest nice and lifted. Beautiful sweat. Reach your right arm diagonally forward. Close your lips. Feel your side body breathing in. And so slow down deep in your breath. Inhale deeper. Exhale deeper. Bottom hand to the floor as an option. Squeeze your bottom knee against your bottom arm. As your bottom knee and arm press together, at the same time, press down the outer edge of your back foot. Grow long, reaching your upper arm diagonally forward, and feel your side body opening. Tuck your tailbone down, push your hips forward, lift and twist open. Beautiful. Right hand on your right hip. Look down, stay focused. Shift your back foot forward. Bring your left fingertips and thumb forward and out to the left of your left baby toe. Press down firmly. Lift your right leg off the floor. Start by looking down at the floor. And now, notice how your breath is doing. There's so many levels to a complete pose. Notice your breathing. Smooth out your breath. Press both legs straight. Lift your back leg up. Press through your back heel. Flex your back toes. Turn your stomach open. Turn your hips open. You have nice core strength. Lift the leg. Press down the bottom hand. Reach up the upper arm. Maybe bend your back knee. Grab your back foot. And kick it open. For 3, 2, looking up at the end. Maybe a smile. Step a big step backwards. You are amazing. Up to downward facing dog. Full breath in, let's let go of the calm. At any time, become a child's pose. And now, either take child's pose for 3 breaths, take down dog for 3 breaths, or if handstand is in your practice, you can come to handstand now. Keep breathing. Nice effort, you guys. Handstand, not headstand. Handstand, not headstand. Beautiful. Downward facing dog. Let's meet up in the dog. Everyone step your right leg forward. And just for a moment, come to warrior two. Open up your arms. Hands on your hips, straighten your front leg, and turn all 10 toes this way to the side. Next one's going to feel amazing. Turn your feet diagonally outwards. Turn your feet out on an angle. Inhale, and now, nice wide feet, really sink down into your hips, pressing the knees open with straight arms. Take a moment and just do a little intuitive left and right. And actually sink into your shoulders here. Sink into your shoulders. Close your eyes and breathe. Now, with your arms straight like pillars, sinking into your hips, sinking into the shoulders, twist to the left hand side. Both arms stay straight. Use your intuition and explore here. Full breath. Let the sinking of the hips open your hips more. Both arms are straight. Straight arms. Let the weight of your arms against your knees open the bottom and also twisting open the top. You can turn your head or you can relax your neck here. Close your eyes. Open them. And then switch to the right hand side. Chai breathers. Loud enough that your neighbors can hear you. What's coming up for you in this moment? Throw it on the fight. Throw it on the next breath. No attachment. Each moment moves to the next. Life, just like yoga practice, is a series of unfolding waves. Take one more breath here. Can you relax deeper? face forward, bring your hands onto the floor. Now, turn your toes slightly in towards each other. Walk your hands forward, like down dog, but lean your hips backwards. Kind of like a wide-legged down dog. So you want to find the balance between the weight of your hands forward, but also the weight of your hips hanging backwards. So not all the weight is in your arms. It's actually quite light in your arms. And it creates like a beautiful traction of your spine. Let your head hang completely. Close your eyes and breathe. 5 deep breaths. See if you can release some tension here. Can you let your butt be heavier hanging backwards? So your hips are behind your feet. You can bend your knees if you need to here. Really get into it. Let's do 2 big sighs. Inhale, gather energy through your palms and feet. And on your exhale, give it back to the earth. Together. Turn your toes outwards, come down to a squat. Press into your knees, lift up through your spine, close your eyes. Long breath in, grounding through your tailbone, grounding energy. Long breath out, lift through your heart, lift through your spine. Lean backwards a little bit. Bring hands on the floor in front of you. Lift your hips up a little bit. Lift your hips higher than your knees. Turn your toes forward. Now this is optional. Follow along. Feet are wider than your shoulders. Walk your arms behind through the hole between your legs, as far back as you can. Press your hands into the back of your heels and see if you can get your shoulders behind your knees. So do a little wiggling. Go wiggle it out, get in there. Really good, you guys. Keep breathing, huh? Keep breathing. Now, if you feel that your knees are in front of your shoulders, your hips are higher than your knees, turn your fingers facing forward in the same direction as your toes. Lean back, start sitting on your hands, bend your elbows, and sit on your elbows. And then lift your chin forward, directing your energy to the front. Intuitively, you have access to a lot of core now. Hug your legs to the midline towards each other. Chin faces forward. Start keeping your legs straight forward off. For 3, deep asana. 2, straighten your legs all the way. Come back. And let's make our way to child's pose. You rock. Good job, everyone. Good job. Long breath in, long breath out. Just feel a little scattered in the first part. Scattered in general. It's a heavy week of life. Maybe that resonates with some of you as well. And now that wave has passed. Come to this present moment. Take a deep breath in and deep breath out. Perfect. Stand up onto your knees. Hands on your lower back, fingers facing down, pressing down through the tops of your feet. Tuck down your tailbone, push your hips forward, Inhale, lift your heart upwards. Roll your chest open. Close your lips, everyone. And the entire room, see if we can all breathe 1% louder. Can you breathe 1% deeper? See how that changes your experience. Ground your hands into your lower back and actually lift your heart upwards each time you breathe in, lengthening the space between each vertebra. Drop your head back over time. Look backwards. Use your eyes as an extension of the energetic pose. If you can see the back of the room, grab your feet one hand at a time. Close your lips. You got it. Beautiful. Relax your face. For two breaths, breathe the whole front of the pose alive. Hips forward a little bit. Lift your heart. And then hands on your lower back. Inhale, come up. Turn around and lay on your back. Head facing the front of the room, feet facing the back of the room. Eyes open, bend your knees, bring your feet flat onto the floor. Feet hip distance apart, bring your feet closer to your hips. So you can actually touch your ankles with your fingertips down the side. Ground down energetically through your feet. Eyes open. Inhale, lift your hips to the sky. Exhale, hips down. Let your whole spine relax each time. Inhale, hips up, fully active. And exhale, bring it down. Fully passive spine. Last one. Inhale, lift up. Stay here. Reach your arms underneath you. Straight arms. Interlace your fingers. Bring your palms together. See if you can get your wrists together. Take a moment and walk your right shoulder in more. Walk your left shoulder in more. So really hug the shoulders in. Three breaths. Push your hips higher to the sky. Tuck your tailbone into the pose. Press your arms backwards into the floor. Lift the back of your chest, heart upwards. So actually peel open your ribs and get some fresh breath into the spaces. Amazing, guys. Inhale, lift up. Hands out to the side. And then slowly lay down. Keep your legs like this. You can rub your thighs if you want here, or straight legs, whichever you prefer. Bend your knees. If they're not already bent, set up your feet. And now we're moving into the heart. So see if you can find that heart vibration, a little bit of kindness, a little bit of compassion. You worked so hard, your core alive. And that strong core supports the opening of a light heart. Flip your hands next to your ears. Ground your palms underneath your shoulders. Now, if at any point you feel that this is too much for you, I want you to do the one that we did just before. Listen to your body first, listen to me second. Inhale, find your breath, and lift onto the crown of your head. Please be patient. Notice if you feel jerky. Notice if you feel rushed. Calm your breath. Walk your hands wider apart. Walk your hands closer to your feet. Smile. Press your arms straight. Urdhva Dhanurasana. Wheel pose. You can lift your heels off the floor at the beginning. Eventually, ground your heels down to the earth. Look at your hands. Press your elbows straighter. Press your knees straighter. To go deeper, press your legs straight and press your heart towards me at the front of the room. For three, big breath. Enjoy it, you guys. Free antidepressants. Two, last one. Inhale, open your heart. Gently come down. Release.
come into a deeply nourishing position for you now. And some of you in the room still would like to go deeper. Flip your hands, bend your knees. This is for a handful of people. If your breath feels steady, if you feel no inner tension, and definitely it's not from the ego. Inhale, prepare. Flip your hands, come into wheel. Urdhva Dhanurasana. I want to hear that Ujjayi breath. For those who are comfortably in Urdhva Dhanurasana, bring your head back to the floor. Lift your heels off the floor. If you feel very steady, interlace your fingers behind your head, like the headstand position, so your elbows are on the floor. Calm and steady, nice smile. Press down your elbows to lift your head off the floor. Press down your forearms. Press your heart to the front of the room. And over time, walk your feet away from you to the back of the room. Feet flat, hug your knees together, and enjoy the pose. This is a deep, beautiful heart opener. For 3, 2. To come out, come back to wheel pose. Inhale upwards. And then exhale down. Lay down. Legs are bent, feet on the floor. Bring your feet wider apart and let your knees hang together. Close your eyes. Go inward. Notice the energetic shift. Meet the energetic shift by becoming totally present. Sacrum. 5 rounds of the Brahmani, sound of the humming bee. Deep breath in, we'll go together. Little smile.
experience yourself.
Gently hug your knees in. Come back to sweet and smooth Ujjayi breath. Now it's like a peaceful ocean. Do little circles on your lower back. Just breathing down into your back if there's residual tension there. Head can relax on the floor. Maybe one knee and then the other, maybe both at the same time. Just gentle movements for your body here. Very good. Straighten both legs on the floor. Move to the right side of your mat. So some of you have more room than the others, so you just have to use your intuition and feel into people around you, right? Using that sensitivity. Laying on your back, but at the right side of your mat. Hug your right knee in. Left leg stays on the floor. Stay here, or slide your left hand down your shin. Hook the outer edge of your right foot over top with the left hand. Left hand holds the outer edge of the right foot. Straighten your right leg to the ceiling. Right hand has a ballast out to the side. And breathe here for a moment. Kick through your heel. Slightly draw your lower belly in. Slightly tuck your chin in and reach your crown longer. The back of the neck gets flatter. You can have your knee bent with the hand on the knee, or slightly bent, or with the straight leg, turn your whole leg over to the left-hand side. Turn your head to the right-hand side. Beautiful deep twist here. Right shoulder may lift off the floor. And if you have back issues, you might need to put a block or a bolster underneath your knee for support. Your neck is part of your spine. Look to the right. Close your eyes. Ujjayi breathing. Inhale for 4 seconds. Exhale for 4. Sometimes we're in the head, sometimes we're in the breath, sometimes we're in the physical body, sometimes we're in the
Visualize that you're breathing beyond your physical skin. Stand, stand. And then turn your leg over you. Reach your left arm to the left. Stay in the energetic body.
Let go of big haws here.
Let the back of your heart soften. Sometimes, maybe it's physical, but it's more of an energetic thing. We guard the back of the heart. And the back of the heart is where we let go of emotions. We let them go. Give it back to the earth.
Breaths here. Relax your jaw and relax your eyes. Hug your knees in. Rock forward and back a number of times. Inhale up, exhale back. Hug your knees in. Massage your spine, rocking forward and back. See if you can inhale all the way up to the tail, exhale all the way to the neck. You might get nice little pops. Spend about 30 seconds here. You're stimulating, circulating your whole spinal cord, all the synovial fluid. Relax your shoulders more. Relax your face. In Tibetan hard yoga, this action is called Fung Sen Do, which means spreading the good cream of practice. Like a masterful recipe that you spent all this time on, and this beautiful cream comes to the surface. And then you spread that goodness through your whole system. Lay on your back. Straighten your legs to the ceiling. Moon cycle, stay here. Just hold the back of your thighs, gentle inversion, or press your hands down next to your hips, swing your legs appropriately front and back, and when your hips lift off the floor, flip your hands underneath and hold your lower back. Lambda Sarvanasana, the shoulder stand. If the eyes are open, look at one spot, either your belly or your toes. So create a meditation point so the mind doesn't wander. Inwardly, meditate on your breath. Inhale for 4 seconds with Ujjayi sound, squeezing the throat. Exhale for 4 seconds, squeezing the throat. If your eyes are closed, meditate on filling your brain with fresh blood. Imagine the freshest, energetic, rich, nutrient-rich blood filling your brain. Close your lips. 1 minute here. Inhale, slowly bring your legs to the front over top of you, coming to the plow pose. Maybe you bend your knees, perhaps hands on your lower back. Keep breathing, and eventually straighten your legs. Point your toes so the tops of your feet touch the floor. Interlace your fingers behind you. Don't turn your head in the pose. Bend your knees, let your knees hang next to your ears. You can put a little bit more weight onto the neck or the back of the heart and breathe into that nice space behind your heart. Mother Bali gives us the rain. Hands on your lower back. Slowly, hold your lower back. There's another really nice way to exit is to, if you feel comfortable, to grab your big toes, to let your arms be like really loose like ropes and kick your legs as a counterweight and then unfold one vertebrae and a spine, the spine to the floor. And you can take a breath when you get to that part of the spine that feels really tight, the spine muscles. Just take your time coming back to the floor. And making your way into fish pose, Matsyasana. Legs straight on the floor. Hips on the floor, lift your chest up off the floor, lift your head up, like you're propping yourself up on your elbows. Like you're looking at a little TV between your feet. And actually lift your heart higher first, really puff up your chest, and then drop your head backwards. Lock your elbows closer together underneath you, so that your heart can lift up higher. Only one little pound of pressure on your neck. So the main thing that you want to feel in this pose is a back bend. Your elbows pressing down and your heart is lifting.
lifted, draw your head back. Notice the difference. Your head is way high, or excuse me, heart way high. Now keeping your heart high up, then walk your elbows a little closer to your hips until the crown just touches lightly, completing the energetic circuit with Mother Earth. Eyes open. Look down the tip of your nose, 1 millimeter beyond the tip of your nose. Close your lips. Soften the muscles behind your eyes and just meditate on the space beyond your nose. Inhale. And come out. Hug your knees in. Give yourself a nice squeeze. Give yourself an actual hug. Maybe a little kiss on each knee. Look. Release your legs on the floor. Release your arms towards the side body. If you'd like to do a long stretch, you can reach the arms forward, legs back. Do a great big inhale, elongate, then relax. If your back is sore, a bolster underneath your knees. Tuck your shoulders underneath you, away from your ears. Palms are open to the ceiling. Nothing underneath your head. And just very gently let your head hang to the left side. Let your head hang to the left for 1 minute, releasing any tension in your neck and your shoulders. Imagine healing rain washing over you. Feel your belly expanding. Feel your ribs expanding. Feel your heart expanding. Feel the whole torso relaxing. Relax your ears more. Relax the muscles on the back of your head. Relax your jaw. Relax your forehead. Slowly come to the center. Let your head hang to the right side. Relax your mind. Imagine free-flowing lines of energy, freshly cleared energetic channels. Your subtle energy body communicating with Mother Nature, receiving cosmic prana. Back to the center. Maybe a little counter stretch just for a moment, and then center your spine, center your neck. Let go into final Shavasana.
gently. Bring your awareness back. Fingers and your toes ever so softly, just so you know they're there. Tiny little wiggles. Gently stretch your arms over your ears. Stay very relaxed. Inhale, stretch. Relax. Roll to your right hand side. Straight right arm facing the front along the floor. Rest your head on your straight arm. Let your left arm just flop in front of you on the floor. Relax your entire body. Allow your mind just to savor this moment of peace, where there's nothing to do, nowhere to be, except enjoying the rain. Gently coming up to a seated position. Facing the front, and try to keep your eyes closed if you can. Maybe sitting on a block, maybe on a bolster. Hands in a very gentle Dhyan Mudra. Pointy finger and thumb touch. Lift your heart, shoulders back and down. Peaceful face, soft, kind eyes. Go inward. Feel your own presence. For just a few moments. Your base, like deep, steady roots into the earth. Your trunk, your core, stable, supportive, and strong. Allow your heart to bloom just a little bit more open. Gently connecting your hands and heart center. There's a final intention. Positive little seed. A peaceful affirmation that you like to set vibrationally for yourself for the rest of your day. Or perhaps a dedication to someone in your life. You can do so now. Close in the practice with one Om, three Shantis. Deep breath in. Deepest thank you.